This is internationally best-selling indie author Michael Brent Collings, inviting you to join me at bestsellerlife.com/DCR to unlock my tips, tricks, and hacks for a successful writing career. So go to bestsellerlife.com/DCR and kickstart your writing adventure today.
This is Daniel.
And this is Krebs.
This is Alton.
And I am Matai.
And you're listening to Dungeon Crawlers Radio, the greatest geek podcast out there.
All right, everyone, welcome to another amazing interview here at Dragonstill. We have Lindsay Flanagan, the author of Anna Gray and the Constellation. Now, this is for those of you listening, you don't know this, but Lindsay and I ran into each other at a bookstore. She had just finished a book signing, and I was coming to collect a check, and we just happened to talk. And now we've ran into each other yet again. So it's great that we've ran into one another. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about the book and some other things.
Okay, cool. Well, it's fun running into you here. I am a young adult fantasy author, but I'm also an editor.
Nice.
So my whole life revolves around books.
Yes.
So I've been editing since 2014.
Okay.
I started writing this book in 2016.
All right.
I started querying it in 2019, got my agent in 2020, and signed in 2021.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So it's been quite the journey.
Yes, because before that I queried for a few years on a different book that didn't go anywhere.
Yes. So I have a question. You being an editor and then moving to a writer, do you edit your own book or do you still ship it off to another editor?
I for sure definitely still ship it to another
editor. Okay. And do you butt heads with said editor because your editor brain is engaging or no?
It's funny because I have a really... The hardest thing for me is to not edit my own stuff as
okay.
I'm writing.
Yeah.
I need to just
let
take
it flow.
The editor
yeah.
Write and then fix it later.
Okay.
But no, I don't butt heads with my editors because I know where they're coming from with
okay.
their ideas. And
you know the feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know
okay.
the feeling, and I know they have really good advice. Sometimes I, sulk
okay.
for a couple days.
Yeah. Well, why are they picking on me? Yeah. Okay.
And then I fix it. And
all
I'm
right.
Like, oh yeah, you were right.
Very nice. So let's talk about Anna Gray and the Constellation. So, this is a fun... is it YA or middle grade?
So, it has... I keep telling people it has a Harry Potter complex where it
okay.
starts out middle grade.
Okay.
But it ages up with the character and it gets a little bit darker.
Okay.
So, this one's upper middle grade.
All right.
The main character's 14. And then the next two books are more firmly YA. She's
okay.
15 in the next two
Very
books.
Nice. So, where did the idea for this book come from?
So... fun. That's a really fun one. So I have one of my long distance best friends. She and I would message almost every night.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to send her this little sticker on Facebook Messenger. His name was Ulysses S. Unicorn.
Okay.
And it's this adorable little unicorn. He's got rainbow mane and he's just adorable. And she said, you know what? You need to write a story about that unicorn. And I was like, all right. Challenge accepted.
Nice.
Kind of took a different turn. She is no longer a unicorn, but she's a creature of my own creation.
Okay.
She's called an Aobanic, which comes from, it's kind of a mix up of different words for unicorn, but the main influence was the Irish word for unicorn, which I cannot pronounce, but it's...
You know, once you start speaking Gaelic, then I'm going to expect that to happen, but that's okay.
So I started writing about this unicorn, about this girl, but through revision after revision after revision, came to find out that the story is actually about the girl and Anna Gray. And the Aobanic, her name is Iris. She is a secondary character, but she gets her own point of view in the third book.
Nice.
So,
very nice.
Yeah.
So there are three books in total.
Yes.
First book is out. Next book is coming...
August 2024,
okay.
and that one's called Anna Gray and the Moon Throne. And then the final book is yet to be titled, but
yes.
it's slated to come out August 2025.
Okay.
Had to think for a minute.
That's
I had to
okay.
do math.
I mean, it's still crazy to think it's almost 2024, so I don't blame you on that one. So what made you decide to move from editor to writer other than your friend saying, you should write that story?
So I actually have been writing since My first book I wrote in second grade.
Okay.
So I've been writing a lot longer than I've been editing.
Yes.
And I was at a writer's conference, and that's where I met Angela Eschler, who is the editor-in-chief of Eschler Editing.
Okay.
And I was just really impressed by her, and she just said, hey, if you ever need anything, hit me up. And I was in grad school, and I needed an internship, and so I was like, hey, I'm hitting you up.
Nice.
So met her in 2011. I interned for her in 2014, and I've never left. I'm still at Eschler Editing.
That's awesome. That's very awesome. Okay, so where can our listeners find you and your books?
My website is authorlindsayflanagan.com.
Okay.
LindsayFlanagan. That's mm-hmm. a lot of A's.
That's a lot of A's. So it's an A-plus book? Yeah.
So you can find me there. You can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, pretty much everywhere books are sold.
Okay. So everyone, run out, grab a copy of this book. It looks fantastic and sounds like a great premise. Not only that, you're going to get the second and third book because I doubt you're just going to blow it off like some other authors I know. So with that said, folks, go grab a copy and we'll catch you next time.
Hey, DCR fans, do you ever dream of quitting your job to become a successful writer? This is internationally best-selling indie author and friend of Dungeon Crawlers Radio, Michael Brent Collings, inviting you to join me at bestsellerlife.com/DCR to unlock my tips, tricks, and hacks for a successful writing career. A portion of every sale at bestsellerlife.com/DCR goes to support Dungeon Crawlers Radio. And even better, another portion goes to charity. So go to bestsellerlife.com/DCR and kickstart your writing adventure today.
All right, everyone, welcome to another interview here at Dragonstill. We are with author Cambria Williams, the author of The Befallen. So thank you for taking time out of the convention experience.
Well, thank you for speaking with me.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about the book.
Yeah, I would love to. So I am a debut novelist.
Okay.
My novel, The Befallen, just came out, but I have been writing for decades.
Mm-hmm.
I scribbled in notebooks as a child.
Nice.
And finally got serious about a decade ago, and now here we are.
Yes.
Living the dream.
So what made you decide to finally jump into the pool of being an author?
I think it's because I had promised myself when I was a teenager that I would be published by 30.
Okay.
And when I was 32, I decided that maybe we should really get going on that.
By 30, but we're waiting until 32.
So I have an incredibly supportive spouse who said, yes, please go write your book.
That's
and
awesome.
go play with your imaginary friends.
Very nice.
And so I wrote a first book. Mm-hmm. And queried that, and that one did not get picked up. But I wrote The Befallen while I was getting my master's in writing as a practice novel.
Okay.
And my professor said, this is publishable, so you should go try and get it published.
Nice. So tell us a little bit about The Befallen.
I would love to. The Befallen is a dark fantasy novel. Okay. And when I say dark, I mean it has a foreboding tone about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is about a sheltered nobody named Sloane. She's one of the last faithful in her kingdom where she lives that's
okay.
being ravaged by a mysterious dark force called the Befallen.
Okay.
And the terrible tragedy hits her home in the first chapter of the book. And so she sets out on a new life, and there she comes across a banished famed knight from another kingdom who is trying to earn back his reputation and find a hero. And so the story of the Befallen is about how anybody can be a hero.
Nice.
And about found family and kind of a journey of faith, if you will.
Okay. So there's lots of redemption going on here.
Yes.
Very nice. So what was it like, because, you know, you said you've been writing forever, and then you finally get that validation from this professor saying, this could be a book. This could be the
yes.
thing. I mean, what was that like?
It was very exciting and terrifying at the same time because I had felt for myself that I had something in this story to receive that validation was a huge, huge stepping stone for me. And actually, my professors are in my acknowledgments of
nice.
The book.
Nice. So is this a standalone or are there more books coming?
It was supposed to be a standalone.
Okay.
And my beta readers said, if you don't write another one, I'm going to get my pitchfork out. So it is a duology now.
Nice.
The second book is finished and should be out hopefully late next year of 24 or early 25. And so that duology will be a kind of prequel, if you will, to a six-book series that's coming in the same world 500 years later.
Nice. Okay, folks. Where can our listeners find more information about you as well as these upcoming books?
Yeah, absolutely. My website is CambriaWilliams.com. Mm-hmm. And The Befallen is on sale everywhere books are sold.
Very nice. Okay, folks. Pick up a copy. It is that time of year where you can buy your friends lots of books because it's Christmas time. So thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And we'll catch you next time.
Thank you so much.
Remember, the Force will be with you always.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you like this episode, please give us a 5-star rating on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you find us.